Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program you are about to listen is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Akshara Manamalai, presented by Sri Machur Venkatraman. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Arunachala Shiva அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல. பகவான்ஸ் அருணாச்சல அக்ஷரமண மாலை. எஸ்டர்டே we freely gave a translation to it as the fragrant garland of divine experience. Aksharam means atma, self. Manam means fragrance. So the fragrance, perfume of self experience. When we read the works of great sages and saints, actually they didn't write poetry, poetry flowed through them. They were not composers. They got established in the divine state, and from them that divinity itself expressed, God himself expressed. So through Bhagavan Arunachala himself sang this Aksharamanamali. And what brought that divine song? It is the expression of the heart for making it recognize the self. Or we can say, Bhagavan said in one place, there is a beautiful word in Tamil, Thanniyappu. Thanniyappu means, Iyappu means losing. Thanniyappu means losing the ego, losing the personality. Yesterday we saw how we naturally lose it in the deep sleep. Nature makes you experience the state where you are not, but you are fully there. You as a person is not, but this experience of your real nature is given to you in deep sleep. In waking state, you have to attain that state where the ego is not. And it is not possible for the ego to destroy itself, erase itself. Some higher force has to operate and swallow it. So that experience of grace which made Bhagavan become one with Arunachala, the heart was expressing that gratitude. So that is Aksharamanamalai. Arunachala came, and yesterday we saw in Madurai how Bhagavan had the experience of the self. Experience of the self in the sense, everyone is experiencing the self. It is just like keeping a spectacle, a glass in your eye, and you are seeking the glass through the glass. Through that spectacle you are seeking it. You are searching for it. And somebody tells you it is there in your nose. Usually in Vedanta they give the example of Kanthabharana. Having a garland in your neck. A necklace in your neck. And you forget. Somebody tells you that it is there. Like that the Guru is a Deshika. We say he is Deshika. Deshika means one who points out. And he points out to you that you are already whole, purna. You need not seek anything outside you. You are the Purna Vastu. One day, in Bhagavan's presence, one person came and he was crying, he was weeping, telling all his family problems. Bhagavan was simply sitting, radiating silence. Usually Bhagavan's close devotees, they never asked any question to him. They always took the back seat. That is why many of devotees, I have heard, they used to say that they loved that photo of Bhagavan where Bhagavan will look backside. You can see some photos where Bhagavan will be looking on the backside. They say that is the vision which we used to get because we always took the back seat. So one devotee was weeping, pouring out all his family problems, and it was continuing for minutes after minutes. So one another devotee said, "See, stop this weeping. You are like a person who is weeping out of thirst, sitting on the banks of Ganges, Ganga. You are right on the bank of Ganga and you are weeping, I am thirsty, I am thirsty." Then another devotee said, "It is not like that. He is neck deep in Ganga water and he is weeping water, water." Then Bhagavan said, "You both missed the point. It is Ganga herself is crying for water, water." See, this is Mahavakya Upadesha. You are that. Instead of directly telling you that you are that, Bhagavan's position always was that he never allowed you to remain as a person and seek the truth. He remained as the self, and for him he could not behold anything other than the self. He could not see ignorance anywhere. He could not see anyone as ignorant. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. Atmaiva idam sarvam. These are all called Mahavakyas in the Upanishad. Everyone is Atman. Everyone is experiencing the truth. And somehow you fail to recognize it within you. You ignore it and you seek solution for your problems outside you. Shankaracharya, in one of his verses, he weeps. He says, it's really sympathetic, pathetic, that being yourself the truth, yourself Brahman, instead of seeing it inside you, you go to some astrologer. In those days, astrologer, today they go to counseling, seek somebody, tell him your problem and seek for solution. Adhi ashtamiti, navamiti, chaturdashiti, jyotishkavache upavasanti bhaktyam. That jyotishi, he says, today is this special day, you perform this puja, that homa, with devotion they do. Shrutestvaho tattvamasiti vakyam na vishvasanti adbhutametadeva. The greatest wonder is Shruti, the Upanishad, who is more compassionate than 100 mothers put together. Madri shata sahasrebhyahapi karunaya gariyasi Shruti janani, she says. The teaching that Upanishad gives is nothing but compassion. It is making you abide in yourself, not allowing you to be a beggar, but you continue to be satisfied in begging. So Bhagavan wants you to be Ganga, not to take bath in Ganga, but to become Ganga. You yourself become Tirtha, Tirthi Bhutaha. All the problems get solved once you see the inner one. The greatest problem is death. That you are going to die. And we go on ignoring it. And people even don't want to hear it. If you constantly say about death, they will say, don't speak inauspicious things. Such things should not be spoken. In a way, that is also a fact, because there is no death. That is why you don't want to hear it. Somewhere inside you, you have the intuition that you are the eternal, ever-existing one. Somewhere in the deeps, it is there. So somebody tells you death, it doesn't go inside. Something pushes it outside. You don't want to accept it. That is why in death experience, that powerful fear of death came with so much force, the fear of death from outside entered that boy's heart. With the same force, the inner one pushed it outside. You see the beauty of it. For us also, it is happening. We hear so many news about death, so many accidents, so many die, and we never think that we are going to die. So the experience of Bhagavan is already there within us, but we fail to recognize. For Bhagavan, a special incident was there which proved him that what is there within is Purna. Death is only a nonsense. It does not exist. And the I am, the experience of aham, 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 it is Purna. It is not the body, it is not the mind, it is not the ego. It's common sense, you know. We see in the world that people are, they get amputated. The leg is removed, the hand is removed. Now you see liver transplantation, heart transplantation, every part of the body is taken, removed and kept, transplanted. But the I, the experience of one's center, the aham, aham, is untouched. And still we fail, even the scientists, the medical people, they fail to note this majestic truth. Listen, Vedanta, they say majestic truth. Praudha praudha nijanubhuti. That majestic truth. The majesty is that it makes you the emperor for the whole world. And you will never lose your empire. Swarajya samrajya adhirudha. He gets rooted, established in such an empire that he will never lose his freedom. Absolute freedom. So that freedom is already your nature. You identify with the body and mind. You mistake yourself as this jiva, this ego, and suffer, go through the suffering of all the problems. So for Bhagavan, in that life, that few moments, that was a finish, an end for all his problems. Arunachala went to Madurai and gave him the death experience, and death experience proved him that there is no death. Actually, it is, the title should be No Death Experience. It is not death experience. He simply said death experience. But that experience was a proof to Bhagavan that actually there is no death. It is impossible to die. It is impossible to take birth. When somebody asked Bhagavan how to celebrate birthday, first Bhagavan said, at least on that day you have to cry that you are born. Pirandanalenum pirappukku ayadu pirandanal utsavame penal. To celebrate your birthday is to decorate a dead corpse. Then Bhagavan said, the only way to celebrate birthday is to seek who is born. To question yourself, who is born, and go to the source of the I, then you will find that you are never born, never you take birth, nor do you die. You are the birthless, deathless, pure self. And that experience, saeva jataha, sa nitya jataha, navo navoyam satatam munindraham. This is Bhagavan's own verse. Saeva jataha, he is born, sa nitya jataha, he is ever fresh, every moment is fresh, navo navoyam satatam munindra. So, actually this death experience is Bhagavan's birth experience also. And it is no death experience. After that, he was established in the self. Bhagavan says, I recognized that I am not the body or the mind, and I got separated from all the limitations. Ellayarathan olirum. Ellay means boundary. The experience of I became a boundless experience, and it was there constantly, like in Indian classical music, they will have this Shruti note that will remain without any change all through the music. Like that, the body will be working, the mind will be also engaged, but behind it, there will be this experience of I. The pure awareness without any change, incorruptible. And I got established there. Bhagavan says, I got established there in those few minutes. Somebody asked Bhagavan, Bhagavan, how much minute it took for you to realize the self? Bhagavan said, first, perhaps 15 minutes. I just first felt that I am going to die. Then I stretched myself, imagined that the body has died. All those took perhaps 10 minutes. Then only remaining 5 minutes. Then later on Bhagavan corrected. He said, perhaps 1 or 2 minutes. Then ultimately Bhagavan said, Tai kalam yanga iruku vai? Where is time? Do you think this experience happens within the time, within the boundary of time? It is in the timeless realm. The moment you experience, you know that eternally it was there, it is there, it will be there. There is neither past, nor present, nor future. It is timeless. So that boy Venkatraman, he got established in the self from Madurai. You have to just again go to the yesterday's story part, where this boy first was awakened to the glory of Arunachala. First he heard the name Arunachala, not even Arunachala Shiva. He heard only Arunachala, those 5 letters. And that name went inside and kindled the fire. You have to just see that incident. A boy, Bhagavan himself in Aksharamanamale says, he's just fighting with Arunachala. In that song, Bhagavan says, who asked you to come to Madurai and catch me? You just fished me out of my worldly life. I didn't tell you to come. You came and gave me this experience, irresistible pull it was. And now you want to leave me again back? So in that, you can see that the force of Arunachala. And somebody asked, when Dr. Said, he asked Bhagavan, some conversation happened where Dr. Said said, Bhagavan, everyone needs Guru. Bhagavan said, yes, everyone needs Guru. Then Bhagavan now says, there is no Guru. Bhagavan said, who said there is no Guru? I always say there is Guru. Guru alone is. And the self is the Guru. Then he said, then Bhagavan, what is the position that we are in? For us, you are our Guru. Then Bhagavan did not reply. Then Bhagavan, he again continued, then Bhagavan said, what force made you come to Trivannamalai? Bhagavan asked. This is for all of us. Then Dr. Said said, there is no doubt it is Bhagavan's force. It is, we heard about Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi and we rushed here. Then Bhagavan continued, who made Bhagavan come to Trivannamalai? Then Dr. Said said, he kept quiet. The thing is, the conversation started about the doubt about Arunachala. He was asking, this mountain is like any other mountain. What is the difference? That is how the conversation started. This is like any other mountain. What is the difference? Then Bhagavan said, who made you come here? Then he said, it is Bhagavan. Who made Bhagavan come here? Then for him there was no answer. Then Bhagavan, the full stop of that conversation is, that is it. The power of Arunachala is undeniable. That is the close of that conversation. Bhagavan said, that is it. The power of Arunachala is undeniable. You cannot deny the power of Arunachala. As you identify with this body, so Shiva identifies with this mountain. See, Bhagavan, in all other things, if you read Bhagavan's teaching and talks everywhere, it is so rational, pure logical Vedanta. But when it comes to Arunachala, there is no logic, no reason, nothing. He says the power Arunachala is Shiva, that is all. It is Ishvara himself. And what is the secret relationship? Arunachala, the power of the grace of Arunachala made this boy wake up. The name of Arunachala, that is why in Aksharamalai, in the last few songs, Bhagavan says, Anbodu un namam kel, anbartam anbarukku anbanayida arul Arunachala. Bhagavan says, O Arunachala, those devotees who listen to your name with love, to those devotees, anbodu, anbu means love, bhakti, devotion, anbodu un namam kel, those who listen, kel means listen, anbodu un namam kel, those who listen to your namam, anbar, they are not simply devotees, they are anbar, means lovers. Those who have love, those who have devotion, those devotees, tam anbarak. I don't need even a direct connection with a Mahatma. I will be a server of that person who is a devotee of a devotee of Arunachala. Anbod un namam kel. See, this comes from Bhagavan. Bhagavan says, Anbod un namam kel, anbar tam anbaruk anbanayida arul Arunachala. Please give me that blessing. So the secret behind this love is Arunachala's grace, that ray went to Madurai and gave him this, awakened this fear of death, and which was the cause for self-experience. After that, this boy Venkatraman was going to school, having the usual routine, but ever immersed in samadhi. Bhagavan said, there was no change in my life after that Madurai incident. Just you have to think, many people when they tell Bhagavan's story, they will tell you, he did tremendous austerity in the mountain, in the caves. But Bhagavan confirms, he says, there was no austerity or anything. I could not come out of that experience. Actually, I was trying to come out, but I could not. That was the finish, over. There, what was bestowed on him was complete, and the years where he spent in the mountain was only just a exercise or a trial to adjust his system to that experience. to adjust his body mind to hold that purna anubhuti. He was just, because you go to some high altitude, it takes much time to acclimatize. Like that, he was suddenly taken from here with escape velocity. Went outside the space. And it took so many years for the body and mind to get used to it and to absolutely remain untouched. So that experience was complete, and then he was living in that intoxication, in that inundation, in that lahari, going to school, writing homework, imposition. Every day he was getting imposition. The most sad thing is, he was given imposition in English grammar. You might have heard, when Shankaracharya was moving in Kashi, he was taken to an old ancient university where he found a very old scholar repeating grammar lessons. Dukrinyakarane. Then Shankaracharya said, will this grammar help you? Death is standing in your doors. Yama is there. And you are going to die. And you are repeating by heart in grammar. So Bhagavan, this Venkatraman, got imposition. He was asked to write repeatedly 10 times this grammar lesson. So he was writing it. 2 times he wrote. He kept it aside. Immersed himself in samadhi. Every day his brother was seeing. Naga Swami was seeing it. And he used to tease Venkatraman. Oh, the mad boy has come. Insane boy has come. Yogeshwara has come. He will say, the Swami is coming. If he is behaving like this, why should he remain here? Such teasing was often happening. But on that particular day, Venkatraman was immersed in the self, and the beauty is he was never unconscious. From the very first experience, even in the temple, even in the Padala Linga, he was alert, because later on all the stories we got only from Bhagavan, what happened there. So on the one side, he was merged in that awareness, that samadhi. On the other side, he was absolutely vigilant. So here, from back, he could hear his brother telling him, for a person who behaves like this, what is the use of this kind of education? Ippadiyala irukkaravanaki idella edukku? This was the question. One who behaves like this, why should he have this household life? Then it just hit him. It has happened many times, but this time it directly went inside and he stood up. No, the wonder is, where should I go? And the answer has already come. The letter has already come. Arunachalam. And you see how clear Bhagavan is. He took a map and searched for the place. So everything, he was very, very practical. He didn't simply walk out. He found out where Trivannamalai is, and the story rest you know in the book, how he rushed to Trivannamalai in that madness, in that inundation. He got himself into the train, and in that lahari, in that inundation, he merged himself in that state. Later on, Bhagavan said, I came to Trivannamalai like a thief, without telling anybody. Hiding myself, I came here. In that state, he came to Arunachala. And in between, there were many places where he got down. That all you can read in this story. And the moment you came to Trivannamalai, while coming inside from the train itself, he saw Arunachala. If you come from Tirukoyilur, from distance you can see Arunachala. And that vision, Bhagavan says, Aruginil irka, Aruguru mamayamita achalamakandeen. The moment I came, I saw the achala. Achala also means the still one. Achala also means mountain. I saw the still mountain, and then next moment, you know, he was initiated. First itself, the initiation was there, but now it was over. Bhagavan says, Achalama Kanden, I saw that mountain, and next moment, Arunachala asked him, who saw? See, that was the question Bhagavan, all through his life, used. He says, the moment I came, I saw the mountain, Kanden, Kandavan Yavanana Karuthinul Nada. Something happened within me, and the question arose, who saw? Then I found Kandavan Indridan Indrad Kanden. I saw there was no seer. There was no person to claim I saw. Kandavan Indrida. Without any person to see, without any person to enjoy, without any person to do, the eye was not there. Kandavan Indrida Nindrad Kanden. Kandanan Indrida Karuthedaville. I could not claim that I had realization. And I could neither say that I have not attained it. Kandilan Yendrida Karuthedumare. Then what happened? Only silence. Neither the seer, nor the seen, nor the seeing. Pramana, Prameya, Pramatru, nothing. Only the joy of that indivisible awareness. That Purna Vastu alone was there. He was established in that state. And he went directly to Arunachaleshwara temple. You can see in that story, when he went to Arunachaleshwara temple, he went inside the temple and just embraced the lingam. And the wonder is, nobody was there inside the temple at that time. And there is another thing.